Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer being back on the show. Bob is a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, former chancellor of Texas A&M, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. How's that for credentials? But the thing he's the most proud of is that he's a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. I know he feels that way. He's our good friend Bob McTeer. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. We've missed you. Hey, Bob, the Fed is meeting yesterday and today to make their decisions about what they're going to do with for their twin directives, which is to hold, you know, unemployment down, increase, and also to manage the pricing structure of the economy. And so they got those two jobs to do, and they've been doing it with a number of different ways. Classic, typically they've been called quantitative easing. We had one and two. Now there's something else out there, and they call it the twist. Now this isn't what Chubby Checker did, though, right?
Well, it's a little bit like Chubby Checker.
Is it?
The twist was the only dance I could do back in the '60s. Pretty simple, actually.
I don't. That's a visual.
Traditionally, the Fed operates in the very short end of the market, Treasury bills, and it's had short-term interest rates down very close to zero for more than 2 years now. And
yep.
What it's trying to do with a twist is put some downward pressure on longer-term rates. So, in their portfolio, they've decided they're going to buy more longer-term bonds and sell shorter-term stuff and sort of flatten that yield curve and get longer-term rates down.
And what's the purpose for that?
Well, I guess one purpose is to put downward pressure on mortgage rates.
Right.
I don't know that mortgage rates are really a problem. The problem is the people qualifying for the mortgages.
Right. You got to have a job to get buy a house, don't you?
That's right. And so if you ask me if this is going to do a lot of good, I say I would doubt it. On the other hand, it won't do a lot of harm either. So I guess it's worth a try. And it started working a little bit even before they implemented it. You know, Bernanke's good at getting mileage out of policies by just hinting at them and announcing them and letting the market go ahead and do the work.
Right.
So some of that adjustment actually took place before he did any open market operation.
How do you think the Fed's doing these days? I mean, their unemployment mandate is not doing too good. I don't know how
much. Neither one of them is doing too good right now. Unemployment is very stubbornly high, and inflation has picked up. But they think that the inflation thing is temporary. They're still convinced that the commodity price rises will be reversed and inflation will go back down. So they're more worried about the employment side of things. And
right.
That's really been sticky. On the question of how they're doing, you know, we've got to learn in this country to consider the counterfactual.
Right.
We've got to consider not only what happens, but what might have happened. Or what would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that they've done a good bit of good, but it hasn't been enough to accomplish the objective fully. So I wouldn't say it's a total failure, but it's a partial success.
What else could they do?
I think they're running out of arsenals, of stuff in their arsenal. Actually, if you look at the money, at the interest rate, the Keynesian way to look at monetary policy, they've done about all they can do. But
right.
quantitative easing is just a fancy word for Milton Friedman type control of the money supply. And they still have the ability to make money grow faster or more slowly. And if you look at the money supply statistics, after a couple of years of fairly slow growth, they have picked up lately. Their money supply is growing rapidly right now. It's hard to interpret the meaning of that. It could mean that the banks are finally lending more, and we know they are, but not a lot more.
Yeah. Right.
And therefore creating demand deposits in the process.
So basically, you and I are just putting
our money in the bank, and for lack of any other place to put it.
Bob, do you think, in your opinion, is the Fed doing about as much as they can do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're getting,
stand by.
They're
getting close break. We're going to talk about this a little bit more with our good friend, Dr. Robert McTeer, after these messages. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.